Thank you, Lord. Sunday morning, 3:16:25. We're doing the Faith Hall of Famers, Part 8. We're looking at the unseen and not the seen today. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith here means persuasion, credence, moral conviction of religious truth or the truthfulness of God, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation, constancy in such profession. In other words, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Faith is not based on what you see, but on what you believe. The presence, now I want you to listen very carefully. The Lord gave me this past week. The presence of symptoms does not negate this fact. The Word of God says yes and amen. Hold fast to your stand of faith, for he who promised is faithful. If you will not relax your hold, you have already won. Did you hear that? You're already the winner. You're already the head and not the tail. You're already above and not beneath. Blessed coming in and blessed going out. Absence of symptoms is not proof of your faith. In other words, symptoms should not even be considered in the scheme of things. What you believe is what keeps you standing. Symptoms are Satan's lies of deception to pull you off your stand. Remember how Paul shook off the viper. In other words, I feel like Tina this morning. What symptoms got to do with it? Nothing. Go to Ephesians. Everybody gauges their symptoms, whether they think they're healed or not. No, it's not manifest yet. What's that got to do with your faith stand and your faith declaration? Nothing. The thief comes what? Steal, kill, destroy. You already have the promise of God. It's already a sure thing. But the enemy would make you think, the symptoms are the sure thing, and this is shaky. Y'all get that? Okay. You come to God and you ask him, he says, yes. Amen. It's finished. Yeah. You say into this mountain, down and be not removed, or to say this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea. Doubt not in his heart, but believe those things which he says. Ephesians 6:13-14. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So you've got your mind protected in the promise. That's your stand when the enemy comes to try to take it away or brings a counter narrative. You stand in on the, your stand is the Word of God, not the presence of symptoms or the lack thereof. It only matters what you believe. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. All that matters is what do you believe about the situation? Just saying. Romans 4. This is how the Faith Hall of Famers did it. 4, starting with 13. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, but he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able to also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. See, this is a deal with you and God, and the devil's trying to come in and disrupt. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, with peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. What are you looking at? Are you looking at what you're standing on, the Word of God, and by faith, or are you looking at the symptoms? Well, I can tell you, if your emotions are all jumbled up, you're looking at the symptoms, or whatever symptom it is. And if you're feeling okay, you've been looking at the Word and what the promise says, and it's already yes and amen. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so the things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. One operation has nothing to do with the other. Y'all see that? Okay. We walk by faith, that is confidence in God's word, and not by sight, the false evidence appearing real in our situation. What do the senses have to do with it? They're nothing but secondhand emotions. Tina said that too. Secondhand emotions. See, Satan comes after your senses, your five senses that you operate in this natural world with. He'll use those against you. Your stand of faith on God's word is unmovable and unshakable. It is already done. You're the head and not the tail. The devil's the one that has lost. So do not give into his lies. See, he comes to steal what you have. He hasn't come to steal what you have not. People think because they see the symptom that they have not. We don't walk by symptoms or even lack of symptoms, but by belief in God's word. All that matters is what God has to say about it. Because most people, their day either is shattered or they're on top by looking at symptoms. I hope you're listening to me today. All right. Let me find where I left off. If you're looking at symptoms to gauge your success, you're looking in the wrong place. Keep your eyes on the true gauge, the Word of God. Say what God says about your condition, not the lies of the devil. He can't tell the truth. Always remember that. What pulls you up? What God's word says about the situation. What pulls you down? Satan's fear. False evidence appearing real. To those who hold fast, it's over before the devil can even get a word or a thought in edgewise. This is Hebrews 10:23, since we're already there. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. They weren't afraid. Satan lies do not negate God's word. But God's word does negate Satan's lies. God's word is what it says about your situation. By stripes ye were healed, not going to be. It's a fact. Jesus already paid for it. So why are you acting like what the devil says is true and forgetting the facts from God's word? We'll let the enemy get us down with his lies and we forget the truth of God's word. Just keep calling for it is true and it is yours. Faith makes the call, not fear. Will you hear the call of faith today? Or will you walk another day in fear and be miserable? False evidence is to hide the real evidence. Did you get that? Right here. False evidence is to hide real evidence. The fact that you really are. You really have the answer. You really have the substance you're needing. What it says in His Word is true, right? Fear is Satan's cover-up. He keeps you beating the air. All in a frenzy. Ever have a flesh fit day? Walking in fear feeds the flesh, but walking by faith feeds the spirit. To walk by faith is to totally disagree or disregard the senses. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is not rocket science, y'all. It's pretty simple, pretty cut and dried. To turn the situation around, you're going to have to follow this pattern. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. In other words, you're conflicted all the time, just in a frenzy all the time over it. Anytime you get the flesh involved, when you're standing for a promise, you're going to get yourself in trouble. The unseen is the promise, the seen is the circumstances in the natural realm. Here's what seen means. Behold, beware, to look at literally or figuratively, perceive, regard, see, sight, take heed. So you're taking heed to what the enemy's saying. This indicates an action from what you see in the natural, walking by the flesh. To achieve our objective, we must walk from the inside out like the Holy Spirit has been driving home to us for months. Now, our inside must override the outside evidence. We must be stronger in here and believe this here than what we see out here. This is what the Faith Hall of Famers did. We're going to look at some of them. Go back to Hebrews chapter 11. First one, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And rather, there's a controversy about it had rained or it hadn't rained. A lot of people didn't even know, I think, didn't know that there was any, what's rain, you know? But it doesn't make any difference. Noah believed God and prepared. God warned him, there's a flood coming. Just like he's warned us, there's a flood coming. Okay, 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He wasn't looking for a natural city. He was looking for God's city, God's habitation. Right here, 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. They all had to take their stand. 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. That'd be a difficult one right there. All right, 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, which the Egyptians, the same to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith Rahab the harlot perished not with them that believed not, when she received the spies with peace. All of them had to make their stand of faith. And none of the circumstances were easy circumstances, but they had to believe God, and it was credited to them for righteousness. All these faith hall of famers could have looked to the scene and missed out, but they chose God's promise to look to, and they prevailed. All right here, 32 through 40. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah and of David also and Samuel of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. That's what the Lord was saying to me this morning, and acclimating to his kingdom and coming out of the matrix. That's what these people, they saw beyond. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. I know it seems hard right now to walk by faith, and it is. And it's difficult to oppose the seen and stand strong in the unseen. But it's doable. Just like they won, we can win. They're our pattern to look to. I mean, I haven't gone into every detail of every story here. There's a bunch. There's more than you think. But they're still just a remnant of the people on the earth. I know in one of the words, that's what the Lord said. There's very few people on the earth that have gotten to the place you are at, because they couldn't take the heat and had to get out of the kitchen. If you can stand the heat and stay in the kitchen, then God will be able to use you. If you can't, then what else can I say about that? All right. I know it seems so hard to walk by what is unseen as opposed to the seen, but we are seeing here that it is possible, and if we will do what they did, we'll win just like they won. Right here. The Lord gave me this week, and it helped me. Choose you this day. Today is your day. This is Hebrews chapter 3. See, the devil uses senses to try to get you out of the heat. Half-baked Christians. Half-baked Christians. I mean, they're raw on the inside. God didn't finish the work. Couldn't finish the work. Kept bailing out on him. All right, Hebrews 3:8. Harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath they shall not enter into my rest. I like what President Trump says. He says, never, never, never give up. He said, always take that road that's less traveled. Never, ever give up. And we see what this man accomplishes. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I hate to say that. This may be your last chance. I don't know who that's for, but exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. This is the Lord asking this. How is your day going to be? I have given you all my precious promises to ensure that you have a good day. Having a good day is not based on how you feel, for how you feel is not real. How you feel is temporary. Depending on your view, it's all up to you. All is well no matter perception. You can be glad or you can be sad. Choose. Choose you today what master you will serve. Choose blessings and not the curse, for this world system seeks to keep you going in reverse. Your choice will make the day what it will be. Poor and pitiful, sad and depressed, or rich and happy, carefree and at rest. I've made you more than a conqueror that walks by faith. Faith says, I can, regardless of the circumstances. The day is yours. Make the most of it. Call those things that be not as though they are. And walk like it is so. It is all up to you. Faith is now and not tomorrow or someday soon. This is the day to be glad or sad. It's all a choice. All right, well, Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Quit letting the devil set your day for you. Joshua. Man, you talk about a hot faith Hall of Famer. That's Joshua. Joshua 1:1-9. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to thee, to give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Why did the Lord say that to Joshua? Because I guess he was afraid. Here, Moses. He's dead. Moses is dead. He's going, oh my God. Now it's in my lap. Lord said, don't be afraid. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Numbers. I tell you what, been reading through Numbers. You talk about this wilderness bunch. They were something else. Go to Numbers 11. We're not going to read 13 and 14. We already read that. Right here. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. Do you think if it displeased him then, does it displease him now? Well, Lord, you said, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. Huh? When the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. The people cried unto Moses. When Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. He's going to burn them all up. He called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting, and the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melon. It's so much better out in the world than it is here. We remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers, the melons, and the leeks, and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes. And the manna was as coriander seed, and the color thereof as the color of bedlam. The people went about and gathered it and ground it in meals, or beat it in a mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it, and the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, "Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight? That thou layest the burden of all this people upon me." Even got the leader grumping. "Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them that thou shouldest say unto me, carry them in thy bosom as a nursing father beareth the sucking child unto the land which thou swearest unto thy fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, give us flesh that we may eat. I'm not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. If thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee, and I will take of the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say unto the people, sanctify yourselves again tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out of your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? Why'd you bring me to this awful place? Why'd you do this? So I was talking to you earlier about learn to praise the Lord. Not give in to the enemy and his voice and getting you to blame God and blame this one and get mad and start throwing fits saying, why haven't you done what you said? You can gain a whole lot more ground if you do come before the Lord with respect and dignity and say, you're the greatest God. We love and adore you. You always come through. You want his wrath or do you want his glory? See, judgment came on these people because of their attitude. An attitude of gratitude goes a long way in receiving from the Lord. Like Paul and Silas in the jail. They got beat up. Their backs are beaten and bleeding, and they stuck them in stocks. But it said they did no complaining, but they sang praises to the Lord. We already know what happened to that bunch. They didn't make it in. If Nasera happened today and the IRS was abolished, would it make any difference in your day? God did all the miracles in Egypt, laden them with silver and gold, and took care of their every need, and they still complained. I'm about done here. I've got just a couple of scriptures here. 78 of Psalms. God has well armed us, and he's well aware of what you're going through. It ain't no surprise to him. And he's got the answer, or whatever it is you're looking for, he has it. Okay, 78, let's start with verse 9 there. The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Therefore the Lord heard this, and with wrath, so a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also came up against Israel, because they believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Though he commanded the cloud from above and opened the doors of heaven and had rained down manna upon them to eat and had given them of the corn of heaven, man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh upon them as dust and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. He let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations, so they did eat and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouths, the wrath of God came upon them and slew the fattest of them and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did consume in vanity and their years in trouble. We've got to respect. We have to have the proper respect before the Lord. There's a protocol when you come before the King. And we best learn it. Learning to praise and worship God. We never criticize him. We never question him. Now, we can ask him to show us something if he tells us something. Would you give us a scripture to back that up or whatever? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this attitude. All right, one more. Psalms 105. A lot of people, when things go south, they start mouthing and blaming the Lord. I thought I was following the Lord. Look at the mess I'm in now. 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering of fire to give them light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness, and gave them the lands of the heathen. They inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Today's the day. Choose.